Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trux. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cal Abrams. Batting second. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Pope. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gus Triandos. Batting fifth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chuck Deering. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwayne Pellett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dwayne Pellett. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso bunts towards the mound. Pellett fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to third. Fox moves to second. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. Fox scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up towards short. Deering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams takes first base on ball 4. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn bunts towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Abrams moves to second. One out. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux hits a line drive into left field. Out of the reach of Cohn. Trux reaches second base with a double. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Deering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey bunts towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dwayne Pillett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pillett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pillett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Abrams takes first base on ball 4. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-0 in the game. Cohn hits a pop-up towards third. Cal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 0-for-1 in the game. Pope hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Abrams moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Triandos hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Deering fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lawler moves to second. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Trucks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Dropo moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo juggles the ball. That's an error on Dropo. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Causey. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Fox applying the tag. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0-for-1 in the game. Deering hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Deering reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0-for-1 in the game. Pellett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, halfway down the third baseline. Pellett gets to the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Pellett. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Kell reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Abrams takes first base on ball 4. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-1 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pope hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Triandoz hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Trucks hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trucks moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trucks moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. Joe Coleman now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Trucks scores. Carrasquel moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Triandoz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Deering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Triandoz now catching. Eddie Waitkus now playing first base. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into center field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-3 in the game. Busby strikes out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0-for-0 in the game. with 3 walks. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 2 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pope hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Triandos hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Trucks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triandos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carrasquel tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 7-0, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 4 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triandos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Young is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 4 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Busby. The throw from Triandos and he is safe. Busby steals second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Busby scores. It's 8-0, White Sox. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Trux hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Dropo moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitka scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Deering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pyburn pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Abrams for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.